This is Alexander Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is March 10th, 2015. We are getting really close to one of those major break-it-or-make-it points. We're getting up to the March equinox. I'm sure a lot of you are feeling the momentum on the planet. These are some very exciting times. I honor each and every one of you to stay strong and stand tall right now. I know it's been pretty tough with the psychic attacks flying around, but we can do this because this is what this is why we came here. So, as I want to bring in my guest again, this is series number 2, and I'm sure there will be many more. I would like to invite everybody to listen to Jay Essex again. You can pull up his website at jessex.com or spiritualsymposiums.com. And just cruise through and see all the cool stuff that he's doing. He makes these really cool spheres because he can tap into the frequencies of the stones and the crystals and literally personalize them like I do with the alchemy he does with the crystals and the stones. It's such a cool idea. I love it. So he's going to talk to us a little bit about that later on. He's an awakener, an enhancer, and a creations historian. So does this sound familiar? There's not that many of these guys walking the planet right now. He happens to be one of them. And he has so much information to share. Again, I ask all of you, just stay neutral. This is information. You take what you like and you leave the rest behind. But I think you'll be very, very interested to hear his perspectives. They're assisting me in many ways. And besides that, he's hilarious. So if you want to get a really good laugh, listen to this interview. So anyway, hey, Jay, thanks for coming on again.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie? We having fun yet?
Woo-hoo! We are. We're already having fun. As you guys can tell, we've already been laughing. I mean, I could barely even keep a straight face in order to start this interview. But anyway, so Jay, we kind of left off. Now, one of the things on the last interview that you dropped a little bit of a bomb was the way in which you said, if people only realized that it's all being controlled and manipulated on the other side. Okay?
Yeah.
Can you expound upon that?
Boy, can I ever! The spirit inside me—it's really strong. It's just whatever came into the body when I was a kid. It's source energy. That's why I can, you know, put energy in people's heads and literally evolve the brain and everything else. I get yelled at because they have to get new hats. I'm thinking, put a disclaimer on the website that says, not responsible for buying new hats, okay? Your head gets bigger, it's a good thing. Don't kick my butt here.
He actually builds people's heads.
It evolves the brain. People start waking up, they get stronger, and it's a proven fact. The FBI and Homeland Security knocked on my door at the house, and it's like, yeah, we like to talk a little bit, and I'm like, yeah, let's go outside.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a smart move.
Yeah, oh, they're cool. They're nice guys. I had them both laugh, and the FBI guy, when he left in his head, he was saying, this guy's a carnival act. He's Fruit Loops. How do you know that? You know, I told him a few things about himself, and he goes, he's Fruit Loops. He's got to be he's a carnival act, but how do you know that? And then the guy from Homeland Security was saying in his head, I don't know why this guy's supposed to be such a threat, because actually he's a nice guy. You know,
interesting.
Yeah, I told them, the two of them, what they did for work, what their responsibilities were, what the personalities were, blah, 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 and a lot of other stuff. And they just kind of figured it out. That's one thing I ask people to understand. Until you get to the top ends of these government agencies, we have good people in there, regular, you know, people in there who are doing what they know in their own mind to be the right thing to help everyone. They don't understand what's really going on. It's like, what, to answer your question, go back to what I'm supposed to be talking about. Sorry about that.
Gee, I forgot. What was that?
Yeah.
No, anyway.
It's how things are run on the other side. They really are. It's not like everyone's puppets, but when it's time for you to do something that they want done, source energy on the other side, they will run you. Something stronger can do that. A human essence is very strong energy, fey essence. Those are the first types of sentient energy that was created. And they literally are very, very powerful. And they can get in your conscious mind, touch you, and then just start, you know, messing with you. They can actually run the body a little bit. But I think I might have told you that one time the original female first being before she was destroyed ran my buddy Steve, just took him over and made him beat his head into the side of the wall when he kind of gave me a hard time about something. It was kind of
so crazy.
Yeah, and then it was such an immediate hard takeover of energy that my friend Amy that was there, she as soon as the female source, the original female first being, took Steve over, then he's literally, he just went zombie. And Amy could feel the energy change. She looked at him like, and she's following, like, what the heck? And then when he went over, got in front of the corner of the wall and beat his head to the wall real hard, and bam, he kind of knocked himself to almost to one knee. That's and he crazy. Was like, whoa, why'd I do that? You know, and Amy goes, Steve. And well, I said, Steve, what were you thinking? But, you know, usually, Steve, when that happens, what's the last thing you were thinking before you did, before it happened? And he was just taken over because he literally had a whole lot of negative stuff to say about me. He's a spiritual traveler. He's got a higher code that he's supposed to be working with. So,
what exactly do you feel the other side consists of?
Oh, boy. Okay. That's a big one.
I know.
Right now, most all of it, the vast majority of what was over there, especially running stuff, source energy, has been deleted, cleaned, stored. There's almost none of it left now. I'm sorry?
I said right on.
Yeah, because they've been messing with stuff. The original first being, the way it was made, there was the first dimension. It's beautiful. It's kind of like a pinkish-looking cloud with some big black spots in it and stuff. And all these energy fields just kind of move in and out of each other. It's weird. And four huge energy fields just, you know, they were moving in and out of each other like normal, but they start staying together. And then all of a sudden, here comes electricity. And electricity comes into it, and then it starts evolving. And then becoming sentient. And then some heavy particulate matter that was floating around got involved. You had a little chemical reaction, and poof.
Right.
Yeah, the very first being ever created was created. Now, there was also something else going on. Before the heavy matter got in there, another part of this energy field actually broke away, and there's actually a second creation going on. It's really just like a different type of energy field. It's kind of like sentient energy, but it's more than that. I call them dimensional dudes. You know, they have an actual name, but, well, you know, I'll give that away in my book.
You're so funny. So, you know, one of the biggest questions, and you and I have talked about this off air, one of the biggest questions out there right now is, how does one know who they're invoking is of the light and benevolent and supporting them? And there have been kind of like blanket statements made that, you know, all the ascended masters are of the false hierarchy and all the angels are of the false hierarchy. Can you clarify with everyone all about?
Yeah, the most powerful tool anyone has on this is the heart, okay? Now, a lot of people, you know, we all have, we all have a core energy that goes up and down the body. It's weird the way it flows. One day I'll find someone that can make a video of it or something before I go, they call it a kundalini with the two different energies in there. The one is your personal visiting spirit, which is more than half of it. And the other part is actual sentient energy from the planet, Gaia, a piece of her that goes in the body. And the energy just keeps on going straight up and down. There's different core orientations. When your energy field that's the strongest is heart, then you're heart-oriented. When it's solar plexus oriented, it's gut feeling. And then the head's usually like pineal. when people are solar plexus oriented, when they see things, they get it through infused knowledge going through the crown. It's like just seeing and knowing. And then they also use the scanner here that no one talks about. That's actually remote viewing. That's where it comes from. Mm. And then the pineal field, which is, you know, behind the eye, comes from the pineal gland, but or the third eye, as they call it. That's just literally seeing energy as energy. With a little bit of image in it, the way they want to project. It's kind of like pineal to pineal talk, but it's pretty much just second dimension, whereas scanner pulls second into third, and it's also stays a lot within a third. I'm sorry, got to get my hand away from that monitor. I'm starting to mess with it.
That's too late, Jay. Your energy field has already distorted your face, so that's a long time ago. Just by the way, everybody, if you see Jay's or mine and it's warping and it's kind of cloudy, it's because the energy field is so high that it will mess with the video. So anyway, go ahead,
yeah.
Jay. Sorry.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, before my energy creeped up, I used to have a ponytail. I had a lot of hair. Burned off just like my good jokes, all of them in the first half a minute.
You're such a nut. So seriously, you know, how do people, you're talking about, you know, the pineal gland, you're the scanning area and the crown, but how do people determine when they're invoking certain beings that they are definitely invoking somebody of the light?
Okay, there can be very high vibration and still something that's doing the wrong thing with bad intention. So the main thing is the heart. The heart does grab the major data from the brain. It's like data. That's knowledge. Numerology for that is number 8. And then it comes down, the heart pulls that down. The heart takes the major emotions out of the base chakra where the spine meets the pelvic bone and pulls that up and then creates a feeling. In a form of a magnetic pulse, it sends it out, brings it back, and then everyone's heart's doing that all the time. It's like when I've said, if people actually feel some kind of need to pray, they really don't need to because their hearts are already talking anyway. That's why when someone's really empathic like you, and you would swear sometimes you're reading someone's mind, you're reading their heart, and guess what's in the heart? Their major data that they're trying to put out. So you're reading a piece of their thoughts.
Interesting.
So that's what feeling is. And then, matter of fact, that feeling is then also put back up into the brain, rehashed with data one more time, and then comes down into the heart as it's understanding. It happens in a hypothalamus gland of the brain. And then it comes down, and then that gets thrown out too. And it's a constant changing cycle.
Interesting.
So that's why feeling and understanding are so close. You know, I just see energy, and I just, you know, whatever. It's like I'm walking through a room talking about the different things that are hanging around. That's why I can see it when I look at people. I see their energy. When I build these spheres, I can actually just see their energy. I know what stone energy is. I know what they need. I can see through knowing, just right through this, right through the crown. I also see like remote viewing through the scanner, and then my pineal is incredibly strong. So those are the different, and then my heart's really powerful.
So what you're saying is, like, as long as the person is coming from a very pure essence and they're coming strictly from their heart energy or their solar plexus energy, that's half the battle, right? That's the determining factor.
The thing is to get people to become more aware, wake up, and to start feeling stuff. When something approaches you, okay, the first thing you do is you extend yourself out. Something comes to you, and it says, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, so you go look at it. You use your pineal to try and see what it is. If the remote viewer works for that, fine. In the crown, you're going to get a gut feeling. It goes through your crown where you try to get a gut feeling about this thing, but your heart is already reaching out to it. Doesn't matter if it's physical or metaphysical. It's all going. It's spirit, sentient energy. So your heart goes out to it, so you feel it. And it's like I tell people, the first thing you do when something approaches you is this male or female spirit, okay? And then so that's the very first thing you do. And once you do that, as you go to find out if it's male or female, and that's the kind of simple thing, you focus. As you're trying to find out, you automatically start focusing on it. So you're getting information, but you're also starting to focus your abilities on it. Now, if it's male, it's male. If it's female, it's female. Now, you might see it's female, and you might feel a softer male, farther, a little softer one to the side. That's because there's a female right there and then another male a little farther away. You might look at it and say, there's no way. That's male and female. Well, that's an angel. That's an angel. That's but they don't talk. You know, they don't talk. I mean, it's almost – they don't talk to people. If they go in a body, when they make a body, oh, they won't shut up, you know, half the time. But
That's very interesting you say that. I've noticed that, that the angels really don't telepathically speak.
No,
you just feel what they want you to feel, or
yeah, exactly. They do to you what they're going to do, and that's because they've always been servants for the original first being, male that made itself male and female. It's like people wonder where male and female came from. That first being, all those energy fields, as it became sentient, it got stronger, a little stronger, and it started to move around the first dimension. It went out. It got bigger. It says I am. It became stronger and more sentient. And he says it says. I am, and then it says, hell, I'm alone. And it literally pulled itself into two different pieces so that it would have company. Not holographic, cut it in half, but actually separate a lot of its frequencies so it would have company. And it also fixed this energy, a format into its own energy that would never let it go back together again. And the only exception for this is angel energy.
Okay,
now, yeah. Yeah, and there's other stuff going on too, though, from Ara and Lily when they release some of their energy, and they're a clean source. They're the strongest focal points of the heart energy from clean source, or the biggest pieces of clean source there was. They're incredibly powerful, and Lily was her last life was Marilyn Monroe,
yeah,
and you know she's done having lives. Yeah,
said that before. But, so you were saying that you've really had to help her.
Yeah. She's healing right now. She that dimension, that arrow built in the middle of my head, just to access it coming in. It's like doors. It's dimensions, you know. But it's a different dimension, and it's like a universe in there. And the thing's so full from you know everything I've killed and then wiped and put in there. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Then it just actually starts getting thick. A friend of mine, Kat Hooper, she's a very strong seer, very strong pineal. She's a very strong medical intuitive. I was just getting, my head was getting hot, you know, I'm getting a little bit of a headache. It felt like I was going to explode. And Kat looked at me and she goes, you better open up that, you know, dimension you got in your head, because you know what, there's stuff coming out your ears and your head and everything. I said, oh, no. You know, so I fell asleep, that night. When I woke up, I had already fixed it inside. But, back to the thing about, how do people know? They after they feel male or female, then they start to lock on it, then feel the heart energy and see what the heart's telling you. You can feel into them, and you can feel good intention or bad intention. Okay? Now, they can talk to you and tell you something. Man, there's so many lies going on over there. If you know for a fact, if you can get so good at this that you know when you're talking to animal essence, they will never lie. You can ask them, "Is this what's going to happen on this day?" They will tell you the truth of what's supposed to happen on that day. However, they, like myself, don't like doing that because the future's always in flux.
Yeah.
It's always changing. And right now, there's no one over there on the other side running stuff. It's crazy. That's why I got to hurry up and get out of this body. The body's got to die. The arrow's got to come out, and we got to go to work. So it's kind of neat. I'm really excited. I'm tired of being in this body. But
tired of wearing overalls, damn it.
Yeah. You'll see me. I've told people you'll see me. I'll be about 27, 30 years old, but I'll have my overalls on. Sometimes I'll have a lion head. I come to people's lion, dragon, all kinds of things. Over there right now, there's just some very small pieces of arrogant source energy. It's like, what's the source of people's problems? Source. It started with the very first being. Because of all the heavy matter that was involved in the creation of that first being, it's the heavy matter that slows down the frequencies. And when you slow down the frequencies and they stretch out, that goes more towards negative. Mm. It's a very simple fact.
Interesting.
I mean, when you actually have all this information, I have it because I see it. I mean, I know it. I can look at it in different ways. I can feel it, taste it. It's weird, but it's just what I am inside. It, you know, whoopee-doo. It's like I say, I'm the shoe on top of the big foot. That's all. But, and so I tell people, by the way, if the foot kicks you, remember, I'm just a shoe, okay?
So we talked about this too, and I know people would really like to hear your view. You know, I invoke or have invoked Mother, Father, God, and I asked you point blank, well, who am I calling in when I call that in? Because I know that who is responding to me is a benevolent, loving source of something.
Yeah, and you know how you know that, honey? Because you feel it in your heart.
Yeah, I know that to be true.
That's, you can feel it in your heart. And you remember, heart is your core orientation. Right. That's the strongest. Everything else is going kicking butt, but heart is strong.
So how do people know that? That's my whole point.
You can be talking to spirit guides. There are some, Lily and Ara got together when the third wave of the souls was 80% released and released some of their own energy together. And, they're very light, very, clean source energy. And sometimes you do talk with them because they do hang around you. They talk at you, you know, all the time, and they're really high vibration, but they're full vibration, but they're clean. And they're very strong, and you can feel the heart. They come from heart. Lily and Ara came from the heart of the two large pieces of clean source energy, of male and female. So that's, you know, when you feel that, that's wonderful. But then again, we all have to watch what's going on, because our angels will come, and angels are slick. They were made to control the bodies, okay, to control the body, so they control the spirit when it's in the body. The first angel, there's two basic groups of angels. There's the first ones, and then there's the new ones that were released by Ara and Lily at the same time their kids were released, so to speak. Angels will literally, it's like they take the wingtips. If you want to imagine something, I see it as energy. I can see it as a being, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all how you talk with it or which way you want to see it. But it's like they take the wingtips, put it in your crown, and then they actually can, they run you. They make you feel happy. You know, they just run your conscious mind. Also, they go into you. Like if you go to look at someone and you're trying to talk to someone, they can throw energy inside your body like a cloud around you and make you feel happy. Just like, oh, you know, it's like when two people meet and they fall in love. They have kids, a couple of kids, and all of a sudden they can't stand each other. It's like, what the hell did I see in this other guy? Well, each of their angels went into their spine, right where it attaches to the pelvic bone, took their angel energy and just ran it up the spine. And then a person's endorphins kicked up in the spine. It goes like this. It's strong energy, very high vibration. Yeah.
Not to cut you off, but do they feel? Oh. I mean, are those angels feeling frustrated as much as we are that they want to escape this matrix reality? No,
they started attacking. They after I got rid of the original first being male and female. Notice how my voice is messing up. My family members on the other side don't want this to get out. May of 2013 is when I was the second major attack. It's when I finally finished getting rid of the original first being male and female. And then the angels, the first angels, they were real pissed because they came. They were servants. That's all they knew. And I got them together, and I just, it's like a wide broadcast, but I saw a large group I'm actually talking to, and I said, look, I said, this servitude stuff for you is over. I said, this new angels, everything's changing as soon as I get out of the body, but look, I said, if you want to serve, you can, you know, whatever. If you want to have lives, you can. If you want to do nothing, you can. You've been doing nothing but serving. That's wrong. Now you have your freedom and your individuality. And what's going to happen on the other side? As soon as the new format, it's been a format of abuse since the very beginning.
Yeah.
Now with the new format is compassion, honor, equality, and then there's going to be a whole lot of protection in there. So I said, just go along with the format. That's all you have to do. But they just went nuts. So this is about 15% of the angels that were over there. decided, you know what, we like that. And the rest of them, it was nuts. They went crazy. And, you know, 85% of the original first angels that were out of body are dead, gone.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And when if you go into one, Ara is so strong, he can actually go in and destroy the energy that's within it. I had like seven of them flying around in my head. And they kept, it's like you're trying to walk and they're running your body. It's like, damn it, that's enough.
Amazing.
And then, you know, yeah, and I can talk back and forth with them. They will, because what I am inside is source. It's Father, and they have to. They, you know, angels make a body. They come up, they say, Father, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about it. And, you know, and then all of a sudden they go turn around and walk right into a wall, walk right into a brick wall and disappear. And when, like, my buddy Miguel goes, huh. First angel, first, I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, it looks like it. And then, like, Harlequin, she's kind of like, all right, that's weird. You know, they don't do it around a lot of people because they're not trying to show off. But sometimes they'd have to give me a message.
When did this batch of angels, like the 85% you're referring to, did they get, you know, removed?
It was an ongoing thing. Actually, it still is.
Okay.
But that 85%, that's been like that for months now.
That's what I thought,
maybe,
too. And maybe, what I was,
yeah,
also
8
gonna,
months, maybe.
Huh?
Maybe,
yeah.
8 months.
8 months.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is I think it's very fascinating that so many of us have this huge awareness about archons. And, you know, negative ETs and things like that. But this is happening. This cleaning of house is happening on all of these different realms, right? I mean, basically every single one of them is getting cleaned out.
And see, you've got to, if you're going to fix a company, the first thing you got to do is go to the CEOs and the board.
Top down.
So the first thing I did pretty much is blow up the top two levels. Boom.
Good
I said,
point.
See ya. Yeah, when I started coming awake, you know, really strong, that was in 2008, my birthday, 727. Sort of the original first being female. She had my energy, like, lowered down to my ankles, and then she just released the energy where it came up to, I don't know, about my thighs, about that area, and then, poof, that's when the NSA picked me off in their satellites. Because the NSA, this is something people like to know, too, the NSA, other groups like that, they're like the NSA is like the FBI, the Anunnaki that run the planet, and then Homeland Security is like their ground force, their police or something. It's like FEMA camps when you go down there, it's like, because they're part of it, the FEMA camps. It's like, oh, these people are so nice. They help you when there's a hurricane or something. What? You look at the FEMA camp and there's the Constantine wire all the way around it, and they're running around with guns. It's like, what are they protecting? The food? Yeah. there's so much stuff going on.
You know what? When I was in Michigan, when I was living with Steve in Michigan, we ran into these so-called detention centers, okay?
Yeah.
And we were looking at them, and they were basically presenting themselves to the outside world right in stark reality. Anybody could see them, right? Because that's their favorite modus operandi.
Yeah.
And
they
were basically saying that, you know, it was one of these protection agencies and everything. But what we cracked up about was the top of the fencing was in. You know, it curved in, and there were serpentine wires. So they were basically, whoever was in there, they were not allowed to get out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like, open your eyes, folks. But anyway.
That's the way it's set up. But on the other side, there is a cleansing, and almost everything's gone. Everything that I've gotten rid of, and that's something, I'm sorry, I'm saying me, because it was me. It was this body with Ara inside it. It's the last life of Ara. Literally attacking his stuff. But you take out a huge piece, it's like taking out a cloud. That's wonderful. You clean it, store it, you know, destroy it, whatever, put it in the head. But then there's all these little raindrops. And see, that's the problem. They're all over the place. And when we're stuck in the body, we are not ourselves. It's like I tell everyone, trying to take your, it's like a lot of people say, how come I don't know this in this body? Because I know I'm smarter outside of the body. And I said, okay, well, let's look at this. Most of you, there's no way, almost none of you can even fit your energy in the state of Texas, okay? I mean, everyone's huge. And you have so much, that's why you crammed in the body. So you have so much intelligence as energy.
trying to pour that into your brain is like pouring a swimming pool into a water balloon. Good luck. You know, ain't going to happen.
That's a good point.
So you can't, you can't access it. It's like you're wrapped in duct tape and, you know, and like, how do you function? It's like you got duct tape around your mouth with a hole poked in it. Like, yeah. And then they wrap chains around you. They throw you out of the boat and say, swim. And you're like,
you know, I got to ask, this is a great question. I think this would be a question everybody would want to ask.
Sure.
I have banterings back and forth with Steve about this. Okay, we're multidimensional beings, but we're in this reality, supposedly kind of stuck in this matrix, you know, within this body and et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that basically mean that we are not free?
All right. This is how that goes. As spirit, which is sentient energy, we can easily move in and out of a few dimensions at one time. However, due to size, dimensional barriers and stuff like that, you're usually in most people are in maybe two dimensions at one time. Okay. But we tend to stick in one dimension. Now when you go in a body, you're in that dimension, but there's so much of you still coming out. You usually float and glow around the other dimension. It all depends on, you know, your particular energy, the different frequencies and everything else. So we are multidimensional in the fact that we can go through, especially when we're not in a body, we can go through all kinds of dimensions. First dimension's off limits. No one's allowed in there. That's a law, and it's an era that keeps that, that maintains that. That's where everything happens. There's four new first beings growing there now. So as the multidimensional, we can go multidimensional. We can spread ourselves out in a few places. A lot of people like you, Izzy, Michelle's daughter, her heart's so strong that she her heart energy, it's love. It just goes out into all over the place, and she keeps getting hounded with people coming in. Yo, I saw the heart. What's going on? You know, she's like, ah! I met her when she was like 11 or something, and she was just freaking out. I said, here, honey, give me your hands. And I held on to him, and she was still like this shaking. I said, wow, I had to put a lot into it and just finally calm her down. You know, of course, she's grown a lot now. But the heart is really powerful, and that goes through multi-dimension. That can go through two or three dimensions at one time while you're in a body. So but basically, we're stuck in this one dimension while we're in a body, though.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, question. So let's say, you know, there's a lot of healers in my audience that do an incredible amount of work for humanity, are so gifted and so intent to help.
Mm-hmm.
In each one of them, or myself, while we're doing whatever that gift happens to be, whether it's hands-on healing, for me it's alchemy, when I'm in that state, I mean, I feel like I'm way, like in a much higher dimensional realm. Is that true, or can that not be the case because we're in physical bodies?
Actually, that you're not actually in another realm. What it is you're within yourself.
Ah.
And that is very freeing. It's like, I don't like to use the word meditation, but when you finally get yourself, the whole time you're saying this, I'm watching you do it, and then I'm seeing what's going on. When you relax and get to a certain frequency, you know, you calm your mind down, and then you open up, you flow. It's like I tell everyone, flow within so you can flow without.
Right.
Just go.
Right.
And then you can literally flow around without the body because that's the real you anyway. Everyone does it at night when they astral project to get free.
Wait. You just touched on something. So we fall asleep at night.
Yeah.
We go into a dream state. Are we changing dimensions? Are we actually finally out of body and out of the anchoring of the physical, and at that point, can we go into all the other different dimensions or not?
No, but there's a twist to it, okay? It's like, not really, but this is what it is. When you're put in a body, you're attached to that body. You cannot leave it, okay? like I was saying before, a male and a female get together and they created, fertilize an embryo in the woman. Both the male and the female have two energies. Their visiting energy, which is a little more higher percentage than the actual energy of the planet that Gaia gives of herself so that you can have the body now, have a life in a body. Now, the embryo only has the energy from the planet. So when the source mother, whoever it is, will literally take a wall of source energy when it's time, go up to that embryo and push the Earth's energy to the left side of the brain, leave that barrier there, then put in the visiting spirit, soul, whatever, into the right side of the brain, coat everything over, coat the brain, then coat the body, and then you start flowing. That's how you go get in there. Now, you will put in that body. You have to stay in that body. You come out of that body, it's game over, okay? The body's just going to die. That's just how things are set up. There's very few exceptions, and we'll go there later. That's when negativity screws up. But and that's when someone's really negative. That's the only time that happens. And there's not going to be anyone listening unless they happen to be with someone else to your show, because negative people don't care about anything like that.
Yeah.
Anything like what we talk about. So you're attached to this body. You have to stay in there. Even when if something's 27% negative vibration or more, sometimes they're asleep and a negative soul will float around and come by, a real negative one, and say, I want to go inside your body for a while. If part of your body says, sure, go ahead, part of your spirit says, go ahead, sure, then that body, that visiting negative spirit can go inside your core energy. And then the spirit from that was put in that body, that was given that body to have a life, it has to float inside. It has to stay in the body. It goes under and over the skin in the outer aura of the body. And then that's what they call a possession. That's what's really going on. I've yanked stuff out of people and killed it. But, you know, in different countries, and when they're in different countries, it's weird. They wake up screaming, you know, what the hell's going on?
So is the possession different than a psychic attack?
That's totally different. And then, see, that can only happen when someone's got negative and some negativity, a buildup of negativity to them that would allow that to go in. If you're only 17% negative or less, it's not allowed to happen. It ain't going to happen. But you can still be attacked. But that the energy has to stay in there. Okay, when energy's in the body, when you go to astral project at night when you're sleeping or during the day, whenever. Part of you has to stay inside the body, and then you go out and go run around. There is literally like a silver cord that it's an energy. It's a thin piece of energy. You can call it a cord, whatever you want. It's just energy. It's a piece of energy that goes outward. I better watch it. I'm going to mess up with it.
You just read my mind.
Screen. But,
you just read my mind. Again.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about the silver cord.
Yeah, and then so it comes out, and then you go out and run around and have a little fun, and then you have to come back. Sometimes people feel like they're being attacked late at night or early in the morning or any time they're relaxing, and they can't breathe and everything. That's because they're having a hard time getting back in their body. Sometimes they're being harassed by, you know, their own angels. I mean, there's all kinds of silly stuff going on, okay? It's so little is what people think it is.
So do you feel that the possessions happen more so when people aren't staying in their bodies?
No. It can't just sneak in there when you're out. It's not allowed in there.
Okay.
It does, if you allow it to, then it'll come in. But that's only if you're 27% negative frequencies or more. But otherwise, you have to stay in there. And actually, when you remember where you went, like astral projecting, when you're asleep, you know, dreams and visions, when you can really remember them, then two things happen. Number one, when your energy takes off, when your spirit takes off, your personal spirit, when you grab some of the energy of the planet and take it with you, and when it comes back, it's got memories. Mm-hmm. The conscious mind, it has more memories. Plus, that's funny. I'm being messed with right now. Some of the energy inside in Lydia, I'll kill it in a minute. But the other thing too going on is that when you do take off and get away, you really want to break. You know, you want to be away from the body.
Right.
So usually, So oftentimes you don't take that part of it with you. Here we go again. I'm fighting this other thing. When you start having your dreams late in your sleep, from 3/4 of the way through your sleep to 7/8 of the way through your sleep, especially 7/8, that's when you really start remembering your dreams vividly. If not, something's being done to you. Wow. So all that gets regulated by your spirit guides, angels. It's like angels, hey, they'll literally mess with time and everything else to make sure a car doesn't kill you. If it's time for you to die, they're going to kill you. You can't stay in a body forever. I understand that. But see, they're just soldiers, servants. They do what they're told. That's all. And they were. And the original first being was 27.5% negative. That's for source energy. That's negative. What's in me, Ara, is the most negative clean source energy there is anywhere right now, and it's 2.081% negativity.
Wow.
And the only reason it has more is because it's protector. That's its job.
So when you're talking about the angels and spirit guides and things like that, the same thing applies with them. Where you have to make sure that that guide that has been assigned to you, right?
Yeah.
That they assigned to you, that you have to make sure that they're of 100% sacred light, that they really are
they'll
interest.
Be you'll have nothing on, you'll have never have a spirit guide that's, as long as you're 17% negative or cleaner, there's 7 and then 17%, and then 27, it goes onward. But it is, as long as most people are 17%, as long as you're 17% cleaner, you're going to wind up. You'll always have spirit guides that are 17% or cleaner themselves. So you know that part of it won't be an issue. But see, they were always told a lie by the original male and female. They said, "You tell this person this, you tell them that." It's like readers. Readers get an information, and then they go to put it out. And they know they got a good message, and they repeat what they were told, and it falls through. I don't care if it's cards, if it's seeing, reading, script.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, they control that. And then the original mother said, "See, I gave them a good life. They're famous. They're known for this, and I took it away. I want to make sure they know I'm the boss, and they praise me." You know, they were so uppity. They were nasty.
Jay, it's like basically what you're saying is it doesn't matter who the being of light is. They're all facing the same reality as us as far as the grand lie. Is that true?
Yeah. See, we're all family, whether in body or not. People want to, I'm going to ascend to this and that. Actually, ascension is when you die. I'm going to be like these beautiful beings in the second dimension. Yeah, when you die. You just go home. I mean, look, my spirit guides, they're so great. Well, you've been a spirit guide too. That's you when you're not in the body, when you want to do that for someone. I mean, you take the third dimension of what happened. Hey, Herky, I love you, buddy. You take the third dimension, and then what you have here, you just expand it, and it just differs a little bit. That's what exists everywhere. It all starts with spirit, sentient energy.
So a lot of times when people are talking to their spirit guides, they're probably often talking to their higher selves.
Well, when people say higher self, they're actually talking to their spirit guide.
Okay, interesting.
Now, at the same time I say that, when you go to relax and go inside yourself like you do and other people do, you can feel, you can communicate with the bigger part of yourself, but you can't. It's a communication through feelings. You can't talk. The big part of our male is like a lot of you. It's like you. We put you in the middle of the U.S. While you're crammed in a body, your energy, your personal spirit, literally is touching both the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. Okay, it's huge. What's in me, Ara, is ridiculous. Okay, it's from while in this body, literally, he's like 3/5 of the way to the nearest star, like Centauri or something. Who cares? Whatever. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
Okay, now. That big, that strong source energy, he's the strongest energy there is anywhere. It's a spirit there is anywhere. I can't talk to him. I can understand certain feelings. He does some things over there aside from me, but because we are one, we really can't talk. I mean, we can feel. See, that's why they're freaking out over there when I finally get out of this body. what's going to happen, because it ain't going to be Jay. It's going to be what I am inside Ara anyway. But I'm coming out, and whatever's messed up, it's going immediately. That's enough of this.
I'm looking forward to it. Let me tell you.
And it's going to be fun. And spirit guides won't be allowed. See, it's not their fault. They were told, we tell you to lie, you're going to lie to them. And they're like, okay.
They're just as much in the system, this maniacal system, as we have been. That's what's a really good thing about what you're sharing. Now, what about ascended masters? The reason I ask that is, can you define what you think an ascended master is, number one?
Sure.
And number two, do you feel that many of us, such as your source family that you refer to, the 110,000 whatever souls, do you feel that those are already ascended beings that have come here to assist in this transition?
Okay, first thing, ascension is just when you're a slightly higher vibration than when you're in the body. The body is physical. As soon as you leave it, you're a higher vibration. That's ascension. Everyone's ascended hundreds, millions, billions, trillions of times. Whatever.
Overused term, isn't it?
It is, but it's a nice concept of being cleaner. And honestly, when you're in the physical body and you work to be doing better stuff and cleaning yourself up, man, I honor the hell out of that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Right, Joey? Yeah. See, Joey says, yeah. Sorry, I had to get a little goofy. That's ascension now. Ascended masters, they call them ascended masters. They can call them the masters. I just call them the elders. I've been a slave on every planet more than anything ever has. And when you have a master, you got a slave. Okay, I can tell you about being whooped to death. I mean, beaten, going from Africa, being brought over here and finally killed in Virginia Beach. And there wasn't much of me left. What it's like to be on one of those ships on the lower hold there, how much water, how the water built up. There's no way to go to the bathroom. I mean, it was horrible, disease and everything. It's hard to believe, okay? But I had a little attitude about being made a prisoner, so...
No! Really?
They kept beating the crap out of me. I couldn't even stand when I got there, and I was a huge guy, and the guy at the auction thing, he said, what did you do to the guy? I could have got good money off of him. And then they pulled me off to the side. They hit me with an axe a couple times, shot me a couple times, whatever. I was dead. Yeah, I usually have tragic endings. That's original mothers. They had this issue with me. Yeah. Get him. Don't let him just die. Get him and make him die. His lungs. Yeah. Choke him. Kill him.
You're like the green-eyed giant, right?
Yeah. When I first met the original female, first being female, I was meditating. It was in 2009, February 23rd, actually. And I'm relaxing, meditating. And all of a sudden, I called her. I said, hey. Get over here. And so she starts floating in, and she's got this big sword, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. And I'm looking right in her eyes, and I'm like, and I can read negativity better than anything, because that's our job, is protection.
Right.
Okay, and I help people learn how to read it. I just put my energy into them, it helps them learn how to do it. Anyway, so I'm looking at her, I'm looking right in the eyes, but I'm watching what she's doing, and I said, not good. And then all of a sudden she stabs me with the sword just to the side of my heart. And then all of a sudden, poof, she's gone. But, I said, okay, that was what they call Mother God. Okay, she stabbed me. Okay, that's not too cool.
Wow.
I think there might be some problems here. And I said, okay. And her eyes, she's 27.5% negativity. The first thing I said is, that's going to be a problem. That's a negative being. And she's in control of running lives. And then I started waking up stronger and stronger, and to the point I finally found out and just woke up to what I really am inside. They kept telling me this stuff, and it's like, you're this and you're that. And they didn't tell me right away, just little steps. And then when they started telling me this and that, and you're this, and I said, yeah, that's cool. I said, I'll tell you what, when it's late at night and I got to go to sleep, tell me a nice little bedtime story. Tell me this again, It's like, yeah, I believe that. Like, I believe I'm going to have a ponytail in the morning, all right? And then all of a sudden stuff starts floating around the house, shooting across. I said, okay, got my attention. Got my attention.
So bad. Well, you didn't finish what you were saying about the Ascended Master. So
Okay.
You know, for example, I just want you
to see the essence.
Okay.
Usually the essence, and see the whole thought concept behind that. Actually, it's a feeling that leads you somewhere, and then you use the conscious mind to try to put a label,
a
category,
so
we can know what we're talking about. You know, that it's perfectly innocent. It's intelligence. It's just trying to find some way to put it together.
That's a good
essence was having lives before the souls were ever created.
Mm.
So are they the old ones? Yes. And that's why I like using the word elders, because they are the old ones.
Mm. Now, is there a difference between, and you can read my little mind right now.
Yes.
Is there a difference between the elders and the ancient ones?
Yes, because when I say ancient ones, most people are talking about old soul. Okay, so that, like, if there's been five waves of souls released. This, most of the fifth wave, they haven't even had lives yet. I've actually met a few of them on a planet that have, like, 19 lives, 21, 23
wow.
lives total. And most people have had at least a few hundred thousand minimum. I mean, bare minimum. You know, hundreds of millions and a billion or so, that's more an average. But the ones from the first wave, they're old soul.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you'll see a little boy or a little girl, they're 10 years old, and they look, the energy feeling you get is like they're 27. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, and then people will literally say, that's old soul. Well,
yeah.
Actually, yeah, it is. It might be essence. You know, but it might be an old soul. I have to look at it and see. And honestly, the stronger I get now, because I'm, you know, as you know, my energy's going crazy. It's hard for me to see certain little things. And remember, the conscious mind can only do so much. And my head's just grown through the roof anyway. I'm doing everything I can, but I'm losing the little stuff. I've lost a lot of my memories. Gaia told me the last time she went in my head that, you know, she said, Father, you're going to lose some more memory. And I said, that's fine. Just as long as I walk by the mirror and I don't attack the mirror because I don't know Gaia, I'm okay. You know, just... maybe I could tattoo
a picture. Oh, my God.
It's okay. This is us.
Yeah. Such a trip. Well, the reason I say that is because, and you and I talked about this already, I do a lot of work with Saint Germain.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm wondering is, and I just love whoever it is that I'm working with. Now I'm wondering.
You're working with the first one. There's been three of them.
Okay.
The first one, the original one, the actual original one, he's a family member. He's from Lily's
era. I love him, and there's no sense of subservience. There's no sense of, I'm a master. There's no discussion
there's
at all. It's just, we got to get this done.
There's compassion and honor.
Yeah.
There's compassion and honor.
Totally.
Plus, when you're with him, there's a soft but strong feeling of protection.
Yes.
Because
what I was going to ask you is, am I tapping into him, or am I tapping into just the lavender violet essence? You know?
No, you're talking with them, but you're feeling the energy.
Okay.
See, he's strong. Lily and Ara, when they released this wave of them, we tend to say in the body, we'll say it's like having kids. But really, if you get a 5-gallon bucket of water and you get an empty coffee cup and you take out a cup of water, the bucket was never pregnant. And see, the thing is, Lily and I have had so many lives and were so strong from the beginning. Well, Ara's so strong. I wasn't a part of them then, so I really can't say that. But Ara and Lily were so powerful, being what they were to start with, and then having all those lives back to back to back, and just being so strong, getting bigger and bigger. The power generated, their energy level is crazy. Literally, while I've been in a body, I've killed all this stuff on the other side. I mean, just boom, boom, boom. Angels and stuff, it's just nuts. It's been a nightmare. 6.5 years of fighting 24/7.
Wow.
But you know what? That's how strong Ara is.
Yeah.
It ain't Jay. It's Ara. So when you take these other beings and you pull them out, it's still that same powerful energy. It's just a smaller piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you feel that, that's powerful.
Yeah, it is.
Also, Lily and I came from what? Lily and I came from love. We came from the strongest focal points of the two big beings, a clean source energy, and that happened to be love. And then, so you can feel the love.
Yes.
You feel caring. You feel honor.
Yeah.
And you feel soft but serious protection.
Yes. That's very accurate. So now I'm going to change the subject quite a bit here.
Yeah. Cool.
And I'm so curious what you have to say. What is your feeling about us living on a flat earth?
Well,
there's an awful lot of stuff that proves it.
Sometimes it's like this. Sometimes it's a big hole, okay? You can't stand in a hole. I tried it. You know? I walk on water. No, I sink, you know? There is no, you know, of course, flat earth.
Well, flat earth meaning this, but it's in a sphere.
Oh, it, okay. Well,
do you get what I mean? And then you have the underworld. You know, you have the flat earth, because there's an awful lot of information that supports that.
Okay, so, of course, we have the earth that's somewhat spherical.
Round, right?
We have the third dimension right here on it now.
Right.
There's eight more dimensions and lower levels going right here on this planet. There's three basic dimensions. There's the origin, there's origin or home for source, okay? And then there's the second dimension that comes off of it that has nothing in it except spirit and different energy and very small pieces of heavy particulate matter. That's what universes are made from. And there's right. A bunch of that stuff hanging around. And then there's the third dimension outside of that, and that's what we live in. And those are the three main dimensions. Now, in different places, there's other dimensions built within them.
Okay.
So that's how the dimension thing goes. The first dimension was there. The second and third dimension were built by the original first being, and Arrow built the rest of them. He built all the rest of them.
Well, there's so many ancient maps and stuff that show. Okay, and I'll give you an example.
Yeah, and it's a thought process they're conveying on paper.
Okay, what about the guy that's in the submarine that decides to do all of this underwater voyaging that, you know, frankly, come on, let's face it, how much do we really know is going on under the water, under the ocean?
Yeah, that's where there's a whole lot of new territory. That's also where most of the activity goes on with our family in space and the Anunnaki that are here.
A lot of underwater bases. But my point is there's been evidence for some of these people that are taking submarines out to the outer realms, okay, of the ocean, and they're literally hitting kind of like what they call a firmament or whatever. It like bounces off. And when they look through it, they actually see a beach on the other side.
If someone's, I'm trying to see someone seeing that, and I'm actually seeing it happen. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me get this. I've been waiting to do this to get rid of this piece of Lydia.
That was interesting.
I just keep throwing it in my head. I got those three, they're like fields, energy fields, and anything except me goes through there, it just melts it. I can encase something. I clean it, wipe it, make it clean energy like water, and then put it through there, but it's encased. When the fighting was going on the other side, it was so powerful and stuff, I had everything coming to me. Archangel Michael. Lucifer, angel of light, the protector, mm-hmm. right in this big fat head. There was a guy in a ship that saw that. There weren't a whole lot of people in the submarine.
No.
It was small.
They hid this information. They didn't let it out.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, there's a lot of stuff going on in the water where they go on and off planet and stuff like that. I mean, as people say, oh, there's a vortex. No, they're creating fields where they can go interdimensional.
Mm.
And there happened to be a bubble that they were going into, and they could actually see it.
Whoa.
But see, there's pressure to keep you from going through it. Can they actually go through it? Yes, but they can tell that there's something there. These whales, why do the pilot whales keep flying, you know, going ashore? They want to get the hell out of the water because of the vibrations going on, the frequencies going inside of the water. When they start going, when ships come in, the Anunnaki, these jerks, they go interdimensional underneath the water. It hurts the water. They're doing so much of it now, preparing for the Great War coming, that they're literally freaking out. The animals are freaking out. You're having all these birth defects and seals and dolphin and everything. I mean, it's crazy. The abuse going on here is nuts. I see it. I feel it. I know it.
Now you're gonna make me start crying.
I know. That's one reason I'm really anxious to get the hell out of this body. I know what I am. I know what my job is. And the other day, I just reached out and started feeling everything everywhere. And man, I just broke out, you know, crying. I mean, I couldn't hold it. I am hard energy. I'm very strong. I'll stand up against any thousand men. I don't give a damn. I am what I am, and I'm here for a reason.
Especially the animals. They're such a gift to us.
Oh yeah.
It's like animals. What can we do, Jay, to help them?
It's going to be all you can do is what you can do in the physical body. Stick up for them, and it's like my last life, Gandhi. What did I say? You can tell the value of a nation, the worth of a nation, by the way they treat their animals. You can tell the worth of a being the way they treat animals.
That's
true. If animals are not your thing, that's cool. But you know what? Don't go hitting them. Don't go hurting them. They've always been abused, and animals. You'll see after I leave here in a few months, that literally the animal is going to start disappearing. Period. I mean, big time. I don't mean like little here and there. I mean, they're going to start going. The abused ones are the ones that are going to be taken off. These new lives that are coming and these new universes already out there is over 1,000. It's about one. It all depends on how you look at it. There's over 1.46 thousand new universes right now. And these new bodies in there, the planets are solid. The plants are solid. Okay. Right. You can have solid structure. However, the bodies are all like fey bodies. Okay, now when you have fey bodies and you take away the physical, you know, maintaining a hard physical body, nothing needs hard physical matter to eat, to live, to maintain its physical form. So when you do that, you remove 72 to 78% of all the negativity in that whole universe. That's where everything's going, okay? So, and the neat thing is something, even of my size, I can live. I can live easily for a whole month on the energy from one apple and a thimble of honey. And wow. when there's bees and stuff floating around making honey and there's plants and everything, not only will I not take away from the planet, I can use my energy to take care of her just like the fae. Whoa! Like totally new awakening, you know? That's where things are going to change. That's one of them. Yeah.
That's so cool. Now, is it true that if there's all these other universes that are getting set up and getting ready, is it true that there are particular beings that are walking this planet that will be kind of overseeing those planets or setting those planets up for civilization, or how does that work?
All that is control that's going to be done on the other side.
Okay.
But there's going to be other people in body that are involved in doing it too, as far as everyone working together as a community.
And it's a council, right? It's like multiple councils, like we talked about.
This is where I'm going too, on the other side,
in
the second dimension. The way things are going to go, instead of having the original male and female that are abusive and hurting everything to make them bigger and stronger, because when you have a life, the tougher the life is, once you get out of the body, your energy grows. It gets a little bigger. And the original mother and father were trying to grow everything as big as they could, as quick as they could. So then 2012, they were going to take some of the actual soul. When the souls come out, it's a male evil orb. And then it vibrates and splits in the male and female. They were going to put the original actual soulmates back together, not into one, but like two hands coming to one. You go to one of these new universes, and instead of releasing a billion souls, they'd release a trillion souls. So there'd be more souls running around that would all be running around saying, praise Mother Father God, praise Mother Father God. No, because, you know, they told me I was going to do the Sylvia Brown thing. Well, I killed the original Mother and Father. It wasn't that much long after that. Sylvia did pass. And she was 77 years old when she went.
Yeah.
77 is spiritual knowledge and spiritual strength. So 77 is like the devil elder's number of spiritual knowledge.
She definitely contributed her piece in this awakening movement for sure.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with her stuff or not, she really was.
She did everything she could. And she was a baby. She was from the fourth wave of souls. She was 4.37. Fourth wave of souls, 37% of the way through. the wave coming out. Because remember, over there, there's no planets moving around. There's no way to judge time other than some kind of event. Time exists everywhere. A lot of, oh, there's no time. Oh, yeah, there is. It's how you look at it relative, you know, how you relate to it. It's the relativity of events happening and the amount of time in between when it happens.
Thank you for that. That's a confirmation of the messages I've received.
There's five waves released. So what do you say? How do you relate to when something happened? Second wave, 1.8. It's like when I look at people's souls, I tell them, okay, you're from the second wave, 2.18, 18% of the way through the wave is when you came out, started having lives. 2.38 is when you actually started getting really busy doing stuff. And then maybe 4.27, you became a spiritual traveler, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Just seeing that stuff. It's the weirdest thing in the world, especially all these lives that I've had as Aaron, having other people with me. My energy, I just put my energy in everything. So I meet people that are soul, 17% negative, really cool. And this guy or this woman's just got all my energy. And I'm looking at him like, okay, this is weird. You know, Joey, give me the energy calculator. I can't figure this out. By the way, folks, Joey's my little joke over here in the corner. He doesn't exist. It's my attempt at humor. But sometimes it's, you know, that's what it's like. And you have to take the time to look.
So you just brought up a really good point about, the time exists in all the different realities. What about the same applying to personalities, egos, and negative and positive? What about that?
I mean, just talk about them, or I'm trying to...
Meaning, like, how do they apply in the other realities? Their existence.
They all exist. Frequencies are frequencies, and that's what happens. There's new source energy that I got, what I just killed and put in my head, part of Lydia and part of Aramelius that's got a little bit of air in them. They're clean energy. They're incredibly clean source energy. But the only thing that ever ran lives from the very beginning was the original male and female, and it was abusive. So everyone just knows that. And then when I got rid of them and then got rid of the other two large the other two sets of mother and father that were clean energy too, they just were doing the abuse thing. We're God now. We're God. So even though they're clean and high vibration, it doesn't matter. They're going with the wrong thought process, and that had to stop. Angels, the original angels, all of them were very high vibration. They attacked the crap out of me. They still do, because everybody that's in a body has angels, anywhere from 1 to 5 angels with them, okay? And when people keep dying all the time, guess what that does? Releases a bunch of angels. And then this other piece of Lydia, part of the other first, one of the other clean parts of a female source, literally will get some of them together, put them together, and then attack me with it. I'll wake up in the morning, and it takes me a little bit to get rid of them. So I have to keep getting a hold of them, clean them, plus animal essence. I put some of this new energy that I have into them, and then there's new animals out. I got to go back and hit them. I was talking with Michelle about that today. May of 2013, when I finally finished getting rid of the original first being half, you know, both the male and female, there's about a third of their energy left from the initial fight, July 10th, 2012. But in May, when that happened, I had to put everything I had into it. I don't know what happened. My whole energy, everything inside me just kind of twisted, and my energy just changed into something else. And it just destroyed him. But it's also a very transmutative. My friend Miguel, he was King Arthur. He was sitting in a seat about 12 foot, 10 foot away from me. I almost knocked him out of the side of the chair over the arm and everything. But it's just different energy. And I've given it to the animals. So like when I've had animals with me, and then when they go home, like Susie, when she was here, she said, Daddy, Daddy. And this is a... about a week after she was gone, and I found her real quick. I said, honey, what's the matter? And I saw her moving around like this, and I said, oh, crap, and I went to grab it. She goes, no, I'm okay. So then I go look, and I'm watching her, and she looks at me, and she smiles, and she goes, phew, gone. I mean, just so fast, I couldn't follow her. And then, poof, she's right back, and I'm like, whoa. She goes, this is cool. My original Black Panther, I did it with him too, and he keeps making different bodies just in and out all the time. It's like Dragon and Black Panther all in one. It's like it's black and silver. Yeah, but anyway, that there's It's nuts. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So what you're saying then is that the negative positive exists everywhere.
Yeah, frequencies are what they are.
Okay. And the personalities, how about that? Yeah. The personality still exists?
What we are is energy, the frequencies, our experiences and everything, we hold on to that. However, when we're no longer attached to a body, when we're free from it, we don't. It's like being having your fingers in an electric light socket. You know, you're buzzing real hard. When you pull your fingers out, you're no longer attached to that impulse, so you're calmer. Well, you know, this is not the best analogy, but when we get out of when we're in a body, we have this constant barrage of input, sensory emotions. It's just intensive, yeah. And then all of a sudden, right out of the body. We are what we are. We have memories of everything we've gone through. It's helped us develop ourselves as spirit, being sentient energy, into something much 99.9% of the time, much better and fuller, stronger. That's how we evolve as spirit. That's another reason why we have lives. So, but we're not attached to that constant harassment. So we still have our feelings, but we're not emotional and stuff like that, like we would normally be. Now, once we get out of a body, the way we measure time here, there's about at least a minimum of 100-year cool-off period that we need to be out of body because we need to release our what I call karmic congestion, you know, our emotions that are just the pent-up emotions. Maybe a mother lost her son. Or somebody lost their arm, or, you know, they were crippled, whatever. I mean, it takes a while for these emotions to kind of flow away from us. So
what about, let's say that you have a Zeta Reticuli, and
you're talking about beating, about a being?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's say that they finally pass out of their physical incarnation, whatever that happens to be.
Are you talking about your life when you were one of those? Or you were. No, you had a life as one. They're kind of weird looking.
Yeah, I heard.
If you take a gray and you made it a little bigger, but you had a more normal looking head, they're kind of yellowish gold looking in color. They're kind of weird, kind of a dark, deep yellowish, yellow tan kind of thing.
And they have really big eyes, right?
Yeah, they call themselves something else, but as soon as you started thinking it, I had to go in your head, look at what you're thinking, trace it back to who's, you know, coming up with stuff, and I said, that's what she's talking about. They're pretty serious guys.
Well, that's my whole point. So let's say they're not as of an emotional body like the humans are.
Yeah.
So is the same thing applied to them after they pass?
Yes, yeah, just doesn't take as long. Uh-huh. And their heart isn't as big.
Okay.
So there's not as much processing of emotions and stuff. Remember, the heart processes thought, motion, and everything.
Correct.
So it's not – now, Serpolians, grays, they have love, compassion, and honor. A lot of them do. But you look at them, they don't have a whole lot of physical heart. It's not very big and strong.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, it's easier to get through it quicker.
Interesting. So tell me this. Why is there – such a fixation, according to you, on the human race? Why are so many getting abducted, whether it's benevolent or malevolent? What is it that they are so perplexed and obsessed about in response to analyzing the emotions of the humans?
Three letters, DNA. From the very the Earth is kind of a young it is a young planet. We've always had beings here from the very beginning before there was an actual format of beings growing here in a planet. We had all kinds of visitors coming in and actually starting their own colonies. So Gaia's bodies that were produced from this planet have had so many other different alien forms of DNA and stuff brought in. You know, there's so much that's been, you know, mixing around that these bodies literally are incredibly adapt at bonding our DNA with other species. So that brings in everybody over here. Get some human DNA, and we're going to build one of these. It's like a catalyst for DNA bonding, but also there's good parts of it. That's why a lot of us are abducted. Now, that started in the very beginning in Lemuria about 11 million years ago.
Wow.
And then by the way, Hawaii was and still is the capital of Lemuria or Mew. And then
thank you for reading that question. Okay, guys, yeah, I just had that question.
And New Zealand is the southernmost tip. It's actual southwest because it was some big islands. Now these big and small islands too, but these big islands, different planets would go to this one island and start putting in their own beings, working with DNA, trying to get beings that could live through DNA manipulation on that particular island. You have all these islands with all these different beings. I think there's some writing about that somewhere. Well, yeah, they're from different planets, but bonding with the other DNA here. Now, another thing about Lemuria that's hidden, the scanners on these people in the forehead was huge.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they all spoke crazy different languages. They had to communicate. They did have some form of, different communication things, but they would be talking to each other. They want to reach out to each other to talk. They were all colonists, explorers. Very few of them were buttheads. They were cool people. And it was a very peaceful, let's work together and see if we can't live. And I don't know what you're doing, but that's cool.
Yeah.
I want to learn about it. Let's trade. Let's do stuff. That's why Lemuria was so peaceful and Atlantis was, that's kind of my gig, the Red Atom. I brought that, they're going around killing each other and everything. We're going to take over the world. I said, oops, sorry about that, guys. I am the original redneck. Bada boom, bada bing.
So is it true that the Lemurians were typically like 14 years old? What did they say? Developmentally? Not spiritually. They were very advanced spiritually, but supposedly on a psychology basis. That's what they say about the Lemurians.
Yeah, that's like completely incorrect.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, when you have all these different species that are working towards making bodies that'll work on a planet, when they communicate with each other, it's going to be basic. It might be, it almost might seem like they're young kids or something. That's the only way I can flow into that thought concept whatsoever.
Okay.
But that's why the scanners got so big, is because they literally started communicating with each other.
That is so cool.
Now,
do you agree that Lemuria, do you agree that the Ring of Fire, which I'm sure you're familiar with, does that have something to do with bringing the continent of Lemuria back up?
All right, now the Ring of Fire, as soon as you say that, I'm seeing something that's in the Pacific Ocean that I've actually been very busy with, and it's actually where Lemuria is going to be raised up. But it's not a ring, though, okay? Because it's for years, I was going into Atlantis, I was changing the currents, and the U.S. government's over there with their submarines and stuff, and they're trying to get a hold of some artifacts. They got a hold of one that had to be removed. That's actually dangerous. If they talk about the different things that happen there, yeah, there's some serious crystals and stuff down there.
Yeah.
Plus other folks go in and out there. They beam in and out, I'm sorry. They go interdimensional in ships to go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But there is some beaming going on, off the coast, the eastern coast too, where they just beam out they can go to the moon, but, some other stuff.
So is it true, Jay, that, a lot of us that are doing spiritual missions, like planetary missions, like you when you and I hooked up in South Africa.
Yeah.
Is it true that a lot of us are actually either removing or replacing or hiding, or I don't know what the word is, but anyway, moving some of these crystals and artifacts out of the way to some other dimensional level so that they cannot be put in the wrong hands?
No, but we're connecting more. More and more of us are connecting with the energy and feeling it. There are some important crystals here in this planet which are protected. The 12 crystal skulls are one of them, and the 13th. They'll never find it until it's made. It's there's there's a form of chaos in here right now because the original mail. First off, Earth 2012 has been a legend for over a billion years. Okay,
wow.
we have armadas of ships out in space for a little over a million, like 1.1 something million years. This planet has been protected by satellites. If you don't have the code, you don't have air because boom, you're dead. It's wild. I'm being messed with again. I got Lydia right here in my head. It's hard enough for me to keep conscious thought going, but
she really doesn't and see, want here's, you to share here's, this
and, yeah, and here's an angel right here. It's so stupid.
It's a trip. I could see your face, your head contort just now.
Yeah. This.
Wow.
I just turn them to ash and then move them away. And then I just clean them into, it's like, it's clear energy, like water. And then put it through the, that, one of these little openings. I'm sorry, where were we?
No, what I was going to say was...
Yeah, that's... That, people say I'm full of it. They have no idea how right they are. They just don't know for what.
I totally forgot what I said.
I'm sorry.
Boy, they must really not want us to talk about that.
These little pieces of source energy over there, they're like... they're so stupid. They've never had a life either. But all they know is the old way of the abusive first being. It's just beat him up, and he's just going to go ahead and fold. No, because this is the year. This is the life. I say years sometimes. I really mean life because I think of life like years. Yeah, yeah. This is when I'm done. And so anyway.
I remember, Jay.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Okay. You said that there are satellites out in space that have been there for a billion years to protect the Earth.
A little over a million, yeah.
Million years, okay.
Yeah. And then, see, that's that keeps the other folks out of here. So, you know, if they're going to come in, they got to go through that. There's some... this is a little offbeat. I'm supposed to do a video. I said I'd do a video on this. I'm real late doing it. When literally I attacked a ship that attacked one of my family members, the number four ranking officer in this federation, this fleet, is a family member, and he's Serpoian. And I was doing a somewhere I got it on paper. I can't remember stuff, so I had to write down some major events, things over there. It was January 24th of this year.
Interesting.
3:30 p.m. I was just finishing to a console, cranking the guy up, and as usual, I was going late on time. I just like to talk, and the thing is, I'm supposed to be giving a service. Then all of a sudden, I just got a flash, and then I literally said, man, I got to go. I closed the computer, and I went and looked, and I actually had to take a step back in time. I saw this huge ship. It was like a really deep blue and black, and it just came out of nowhere. It just, boom, came in and immediately attacked this other huge ship. My family member is on this huge ship. It's a Federation ship.
Right.
And I looked at the beings on this other ship. And then they had Drock DNA in them, which is the original first race. Lily and Arrow, whatever, are the actual Adam and Eve of all creation that had the first lives, and that was on Gera, the energy that is in the Essenite and Star Essenite. They were young kids. They're like 250 to 387 years old. For these reptilians, that's like. It's 27 or something for us, maybe younger. But it was Drock, and then I had this other reptilian thing in them where they're very smart, very intelligent, but they were trying to make a point. So they came in out of nowhere, attacked us. So anyway, I saw that. I went back just a step back in time. I got there right after they shot the ship. And then I got real pissed, but Ara inside me, he's a freak. I mean, I grabbed the whole, I just made an energy sphere like this. I was getting over the ship. I'm like, what am I going to do? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the energy just leaves me, and it just compressed that ship into a little teeny piece of particulate matter.
Wow.
And people, everything just compressed it. And then there is this orange, a yellow gold energy field. It's like little sparkles everywhere around the ship. And then another ship came in, and I asked Michelle to look at it so she could see it before I said anything to her. And she said, Jay, I'm seeing a ship. I said, who came in to help rescue the ship? And she said, I'm seeing one big ship come in, some small ones, but that big ship. She said, I swear I've seen it on Star Trek. It was like the next generation. It looked almost exactly like that. Now I'm looking at the thing again, and then people are beaming in and out, and my family member is fine. He said, don't talk about it. He's right now, he's just saying, don't talk about it too much. He kind of feels bad about it. But anyway, because they got caught off guard, but there was just no way. There was nothing he could have done. So anyway, so after that happened, then the next day, Sunday, January 25th, 2:30 p.m., Herky started getting all excited, my dog, you know, and then I already saw stuff coming in. There was a bunch of them. There's a bunch of beings that were coming in metaphysically, astral projecting and whatever. And then so I just put some calm around Herky, and then I fired up a little bit. And then there's seven clans. The seven main Anunnaki clans are represented. And then there's six to the left-hand side. There's six groups in a line off to the side. Those are like worker groups. They're stuck here. They're prisoners. They're workers. Mm-hmm. And it's the seven clans, the different seven different royal houses, but it's really just the five major ones. The other two aren't, you know, heavy hitters anymore. But still, it is the seven clans. And about 4 days before that, I started looking out. I mean, something started happening with me. I was actually, you know, seeing maybe three, and then first it was two, then three, and then four different events happening fluidly, not jumping one around, just fluidly at the same time. I was aware and I was understanding and communicating and everything with four events at the same time. I said, okay, now this is weird. And then the next thing you know, when this happened, I had seven clans talking at me. One guy was real big, real strong, and he said, I'll kill you. I get a little pissed when that happens. But they were offering me a seventh. This is what really pissed me off. They offered me a seventh. One of the guys said, he from Arizona, he said, we formally offer you a seventh of the planet. Boy, that pissed me off. And then all of a sudden, that's when the other guy, that big guy, the biggest one there, just, I'm going to kill you, that kind of thing. And then Herky just freaked out and jumped. And that's, protection mode. I went nuts. I just took my energy, just went crazy with it. Next thing you know, heads are popping. About 50 of them in Arizona had blood coming out of their ears a little bit. 14 of them were killed right away. With the other clans that were there, there were a total of 21 dead immediately. There was two more that died later. That thing on Saturn, that's when I went crazy a long time ago. That happened. And then everybody just kind of faded away. And I'm like, you know, whatever. So the next thing you know, and it was years ago when I first started waking up, it was like 2009, I just became stronger at meditating. And then all of a sudden a whole group of beings came to me and they said, we see you. When are you going to come free us? And I didn't know what the hell was going on. Mm. It was the Anunnaki. They were saying, we see you. We know who you are. Wow. Please help us. And I started, you know, tearing up. Wow. It's like, man, I love you. I said, I'm trying so hard. The only thing I knew to say is, if you'll show me that button, I can press to wake up. I said, I'll press that thing and bust it with a hammer, man. It'll never turn off. I said, I'm doing everything I can, and I'm fighting like a son of a bitch, you know? So going back to it, then everything faded away, and then it was, let's see, that was at 2:30 p.m., and the whole thing didn't even take 5 minutes. And then Sunday, the next day at Sunday, the same day at 3:30 p.m., I was talking with Michelle, sitting back, and all of a sudden, coming into me astral projecting right into my room about 8 foot away, was an Anunnaki ambassador's aide. And so I said, Michelle, I got to go, sweetie. I said, someone's here. So I looked at him. He's looking at me. And then he's in his head, he's saying, I wonder if he sees me. So I fired up and I said, hey, man, how's it going? So he said, okay, good. And then the guy walks around the corner. He has energy. He walks around the corner, goes in the kitchen, and comes back out, and he started coming back out, and I was laughing. I was like, dude, what do you want, a sandwich? You're not even in a potty, you know? And, you know, whatever. I love everybody anyway, you know? It's just when people get aggressive to hurt others, and I just get to be Captain Asshole comes out. That's where I am, and I love it. So anyway, so he comes back out, and I was a little confused what was happening. And then he turns his head to the side, and then here comes the ambassador. Now, the aide, his actual size is about 9 foot tall. He's slender but very strong. His energy also, I morphed this guy while he was here, man. He's incredible now. I didn't touch the ambassador other than him just feeling my energy. But the ambassador came in. He was shorter, heavier set, plumper, I guess. soon as he came in, you could feel his heart. He was – all the compassion, he was so worried. He just stood there in front of me, and I could I was waiting to hear something. You know, I said, hello, it's nice to see you again. And then he was just feeling, throwing out that heart energy. I said, how can I help you? I said, what's the matter? But I already knew, but I was just trying to be nice. And he said, it's the people. He said he's worried about retribution because of what I just did. Because, see, what people don't know, there's over 38,500 Anunnaki on this planet. Over 22,000 of them are in prison. They're wonderful, beautiful people.
Wow.
They're people. Yeah, they're in prison. They're being forced labor to make stuff, do stuff. So those are the ones that came to me before in mass. Just, you know, hey, you know, we see you, know who you are. And I'm still trying to figure out who the hell I was and how to wake up.
So what'd you say when he said he's worried about retribution?
So I told him, I said, look, I said, I'm doing everything I can. It's not going to happen the way you think. And I said, I'm fighting on the other side, you know, second dimension. I said, you all aren't aware of this stuff. And I just basically gave him a hard download of the basis of what I was doing. And then when he saw that, he was like, damn. You know, that's it's like damn and sadness all in one. It's kind of like
he now knew how many were imprisoned, is what you're saying.
He saw what was going on in the second dimension. See, all these other beings everywhere, they don't know the truth of the other side. This is being recorded. You have no idea. There's this. I'm going to go there in a minute. As a matter of fact, there's in just somewhere around Jupiter. There's a big space station where a lot of people live.
Yeah.
A lot of them are Anunnaki. They came here a while ago, and what I'm free, I mean, a few days ago here, I'll talk about in a minute, and I actually popped one of the kids in the head and sent him home. You know, because when I'm fighting and stuff, I don't need them around. I won't hurt them. I'll make sure they don't get hurt, but they got to get the hell out. I even put that video out, you know, stay away from me when on YouTube, you know, don't astral project near me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a good thing to do. I'll do everything I can to protect everything. That's why I exist. But at the same time, you don't walk into a battlefield. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I talked with the ambassador, and I just kind of like, I don't know what to tell him. I said, look, I said, I know you don't understand. And I said that I'm still, you know, not myself. Okay. But let me tell you something. I know that what I am will take care of this properly, okay? And almost no one's going to die. I said, I give you that, okay? I swear. I mean, that's what's going to happen. Please try to hang in there. Things are getting ready to change in a big way. I said, I'll be out of this body soon. I said, and don't worry. That's when the big stuff happens. You know, when I'm free of this damn body, I'm me. And that's when things just take off. So he just kind of, the two of them, they just kind of left. He left, the ambassador left first, and then his aide left, and I talked with the aide real quick, cranked him up, and he's got all kinds of silver energy going through him now. He's kind of happy. So anyway, as when they went back to the ship, I was still watching them, and all of a sudden, here comes the Serpoian ambassador. This is out in space, and a ship pulls up next to him, and this ambassador is a friend of my family member, the guy that got hurt. And he was talking with them, you know, they talked a little bit. They get in the chairs and they just communicate, mm-hmm. you know, the trip chairs, they communicate. And then what the Sepoian was telling him, he goes, look, I have it on pretty good authority that Jay, he's gonna take care of this, okay? We're fine. You know, this is a horrible thing. It's a bad situation, but what's in that body is ridiculous. There's, you know, so this will come down right, but it's up in the air. Just let it, try to let it happen. Just try to maintain calm. And then they all left. When the Anunnaki ambassador comes over, that's the second time I've seen him. When they come over, their ship is so strong that literally the first time he came over here, it was a year ago, 2 years, I have no idea of time. I have to go back and look, and it doesn't matter. The whole house literally was shaking. And then the windows, yeah, but I'm talking the walls. The whole house was shaking. This thing was it was floating between 150 to 250 feet above the head, above my head, above the house, the roof. Yeah, and then Herky came running upstairs. Now Herky is a pit bull and a corgi. You know, and he's so cool. He's really strong though. You know, and he jumped up in the bed. He's looking at me. He goes, I don't know what's going on, Dad. I got this, but I don't know what's going on. He was kind of, you know, a little bit nervous. And I said, come here, buddy. And then, so I was talking with him, you know, on and off a little bit, but they stayed over there a while. I had gotten into a fight. My physical head, my physical brain was a little damaged. And he was literally, they were literally like reading it with sensors and stuff, wow, to make sure it was okay. And then eventually he left and he went somewhere towards Seattle. In San Francisco, there's an incredible Anunnaki resistance. They're Anunnaki, and they're here to help us. I talk with them all the time.
You know, it's funny. That's a confirmation of something I've been told also. So it's nice to hear that. In fact,
It's nice. It's always,
I like
affirmations. Affirmations are really important. So I get a lot of this. I'm talking about the I apologize. I'm trying to hurry up. Talking about the resistance force. The next morning, I'm walking downstairs. I'm waking up in the morning. I'm trying to, you know, kill all the stuff hanging on me. I'm trying to get my coffee, feed a Herky all the animals, you know. And then all of a sudden, something comes to me. I could see it was Anunnaki, and he goes, why did you let him go? Why did you let them leave? And I'm like, okay, let's see. It's Anunnaki. Is he in a body, out of a body? What's going on? You know, and I'm all cloudy. I haven't cleaned myself yet. And I, by the time I got downstairs and stood there for a second, I realized he was part of, he was in San Francisco. He was one of the, resistance. Yeah. And he was saying, why didn't I just kill all of them? And I said, look, I said, please try to trust me. I said, okay, what's in me, what I am inside, I know what I'm doing. I can't tell you everything. I don't have access to that. And honestly, it's best if I don't.
Right.
So just, you know, try not to worry about it. It's going to happen. So then that was the end of that. And then, go ahead.
Let me interject. You've brought up, boy, we're having some feedback. You've brought up some of the ships and things like that. Do you agree that there are all of these different planetary systems who have literally sent in beings into Earth at this time? Do you believe that there's, you know, we're all basically representing certain planets to assist in this process?
You mean that we as people?
Yeah.
Living here? Let's put it this way. All of us, because what I was talking about, our DNA is so incredibly efficient at splicing other DNA. Because that's the way we were raised. We're mutts, Heinz, 57 varieties. So because of that, there's a lot of them that over years have their own bodies. They live on ships and then they come live with us. I've got four friends. One of them is my, Sepoian family, member. I've never met him physically. I will before I die. The other three I know physically, you know, so I talk with one of them, telepathically from time to time. Mostly everyone stays away from me because my energy output's stupid, you know, silly.
It's very powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah. We are in a way ambassadors of a lot of countries. Now, on our ships, on those ships out in space, they have people that spend almost half the time there that are down here. You know, they've been living and dying with us from the, you know, for 10 million years, 11
Thank
million
you
years.
For that. Thank you for that. So yeah, we're are totally family. Working together.
Well, we're family, and it's time to come together. War has to stop on this planet.
Yeah.
I was supposed to do some ridiculously amazing things. You know what? I do go into the brain. I evolve the brain, the body. I do some incredible stuff, but I can't even levitate a pencil, okay? So there's a lot of stuff that was supposed to happen that I was supposed to be doing to start it. And then these other people that are here that are really powerful, a lot of them have source energy in them, and others, it's not just source. Mm-hmm. Source is no better than nothing else, but it just flows a whole lot. It's a lot more powerful, that's all.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of us are supposed to be showing people, teaching them, hey, look, this stuff is real. Metaphysical is real. The people have to see it physically to know. But because of all the fighting and stuff going on, as soon as I get out of this body, you know, like 5 minutes after this body's dead, I've finished killing everything that needs to go on the other side. And then we start the new format and start moving forward. And we do it as family with compassion and honor. Now, that's when more stuff's going to start going on. Our friends in space will be coming down here. And they will be visiting, okay? There's Anunnaki that are here right now on the planet that will be staying. And then after people get used to the fact that that we have family in space and stuff like that, it won't be too much longer after that, then they'll be getting introduced to the Fae beings that are right here on the planet. They'll be making physical bodies. They're already doing it.
Very cool. So, very cool.
Yes. So as family, we're going to start coming together. But it has to be finished first. In the second dimension, in the beginning, where it starts with the source wars being done.
Okay, now when you say source wars, there are people that I've spoken to in private who refer to this up-and-coming really bad war that's going to go down within 10 years. Is that maybe just timing is off a bit? Is that already undergoing?
That's not going to be allowed to happen.
Okay, that's what I felt too.
Yeah, there's going to be some issues. They've already tried to do it a bunch of times. They keep getting stopped. What they're talking about was supposed to happen.
Okay.
But with the advent of the original first being male and female being killed and destroyed and completely removed, that ended that.
Excellent.
Because even the other source energy that was on the other side, of course, that almost all of that's now dead anyway. But even the stuff that was over there, you know, they were about a whole lot less abused than the original first being was because they were clean energy. They still wanted to have stuff, some stuff like that going. But then again, that's energy that's never had, that's spirit, sentient energy that had never had a life.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have lives in order to understand it.
Yeah.
If there's two brothers, a baker and a mechanic, and then the baker has his own bakery, and then he dies, and then the brother mechanic tries to run the bakery, he's not going to do too good right away unless he gets some really good help.
True.
So it's going to take time. What's in me, Ara, it's going to be running lives. It's going to put up the new format, get it straight. And this is the coolest thing. This is where we're going as a family, which is creation. There's the angels, every form of energy, every field of energy, whether it's a different fields of essence, human soul, the new angels, the old angels, the source spirit, everything is going to have their own representation in two beings, male and female, unless it's a male and a female, or it's with angels, they're both male and female. They always stay like that. So with the new angels, it'll be two of both, and then the old angels, two of both. Right. And then they all have a voting power. It's not a government.
Right.
It's councils working together. And then there's the two that are on there, there'll be a group of 100 underneath that, then a group of 1,000 underneath that, and then that's enough. That's basic numbers, but that's what that puts the thought process in the head for the correct information we need to deal with.
Yeah.
So y'all are going to be running yourselves. And then Lily and I, and it will be me, Lily and I are going to be floating around. She is the perfect loving mother. She'll be taking care of stuff, helping smooth stuff out. I'll be protecting, fixing things when they're broken. When everyone gets to an impasse or creation starts leaning the wrong way, she or I or both of us will just come in and say, all right, this is going to go like this, and this is why. There's no more, you know, it's about us, praise us. No, it's about family.
Yeah.
It's like I said, my last life is Gandhi. Stand up, you know, you all have your religions, fine. Just put your books down for a minute. Stand up shoulder to shoulder. Look each other in the eye. And the first thing you're going to realize, you're standing heart to heart. Be you. Let yourself out. Be the change that you want to be in the world by letting your heart go. Let it flow. And then when the hearts, because the hearts are always talking anyway, but when you realize it's going on, your energy, your heart will just kick up so hard, so strong. And do not pick up a stick or a stone to throw or a gun or something stupid.
Right.
You know, just stand up and say, no, what's here is going to be brought down. Animal abusers, I'm going to destroy them. I mean, viciously. There's something inside me that is not nice. When it comes to protecting, it's like my old girlfriend Debbie used to say, you know, Jay, you're 98% teddy bear and 2% Godzilla. No one's happy when he comes out.
2% Godzilla.
Yeah, it's protection only. I mean, Godzilla. You know, I don't care about me. It ain't about me. Never has been.
No. Well, and you know what? When you're a protector, I can relate to that. When you really are oriented to be very protective of those around you, it's just this thing within you that, you know.
Yeah, it's normal. I'll tell you what, it's like, and some people worry about, oh, I'm a soul that's got 17% negativity. That's horrible. Horrible. You know, for that, for those frequencies, it's perfect. It's light. It's light and it's strong. It goes in 7, 7, 17, 27, 37, all the way up to 97.
Right.
But when you can have a mother that's only 7% negativity, and then when her child's in danger and she wants to protect, she will throw out an energy field around her that's like clear black looking, and she'll crank up 87% negativity in order to handle the situation. And then once it's handled, she slowly releases back to her normal energy. She just uses that little bit to feed on for protection, for, you know, to take care of things.
I want to say, I've talked to people in the past about the Guardians and the fact that one of their very incredible abilities is to be able to transmute the particles of their body and their frequency or what have you when they're going into a situation where they feel like they have to protect and serve. And they just, their mere presence when they walk into a room, they're already dissipating that negativity. They're catalyzing and transmuting that change.
Yeah, when
you described it in a little different way.
There's so many people that are so strong, and you look at them, I see them solid places back the base, but with strong heart, and they put out this strong yellow energy and then this beautiful light green energy.
Nice.
It's like a lime green energy. And when you get about three of those people in a room, like in a restaurant, almost everyone in that restaurant that's not mean and nasty is just going to have a real good night.
Yes.
And then they go home, won't even know why. But we got to go to that place again, you know.
Right.
They're not even aware. And see, that's the big thing, is getting people to understand what's real. Well, you know, everyone's doing the best they can with what we can figure out and pick off. Everyone researching the internet. There's so much junk on there. I realize I'm all over it too. You know, with my websites and stuff. But there's good information there. But there's some serious disinformation. Most of it's disinformation. Okay, 97% of it. But the thing is, because I'm actually there looking at it, I can tell you what's there. And then it's like this book, or the books I'm putting out, when you read it and it explains how things started, what's going on, then your thoughts and questions will start falling into place. And then when I go into people and crank them up, we're going to do that with you in a minute,
really?
Go into people and crank them up, then they get stronger, and then it helps them see better on the other side, and they see more what's going on. They say, I'll be damned, that goofy old farting overalls is right. They'll be sitting watching TV, getting something to eat, and they'll go like this to push a hand away to get away from my popcorn. You turn around, there's no one there. It's a little ground elf, but they can feel the energy of the ground elf trying to, you know, put his hand into the energy of the popcorn. When they go running across the house, it's like, and, you know, sometimes a couple will say, "Did you see?" I said, "Yeah, I saw it, little guy." Said, you know,
well,
damn it, you know, rewind.
Hey Jay, just so you know, we have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And really quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try.
There's been one theory that everybody's heard about, that there's supposedly 13 beings that started this maniacal matrix in which we live in. Any truth to that? No. Okay. I know you haven't ever agreed with that, but I just thought I'd clarify.
Actually, that was some very, very arrogant human essence that called themselves the Council of 12, the Council 13. All this other stuff. The whole idea was it was a council of 12, and the original first being was considered the 13th,
okay.
The female. Everything that people call him Father God was actually the female first being. She ran lives, and they were kind of nasty about stuff. Yeah, that's
okay.
Just,
and another quickie,
yeah,
is You talk about the Federation. Are we talking about the Federation of Light? Is that the primary?
No. The Federation is actually a group of planets with sentient beings on it that have gotten to the point where they're working together. It's most of the ancient ones as far as the physical realm is concerned, the third dimension.
Got it.
And so it's like universal. It's not galactic. They do have quadrants and stuff like that, but it's basically universal.
Okay, cool. And then lastly, so all these different factions, like the IAFW, the Command, the Federation of Light, these are all supposed, flotillas of ships that work together to support the spreading of light. Do you agree with that?
These names came out of nowhere. The people came up with the names. They're not gonna give you names. I know. I talk with them. I talk with them in person.
Yeah.
They're not going there. There's law. They have laws against anyone from the Federation getting involved. Talking to anyone. I mean, they know what I am, so it's different. But other than that, and they come at me like, you're supposed to be doing all this crazy stuff, and I'm like, hey man, you have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, thank you for that, because that's another confirmation, because the beings that I do talk to, they're very tight-lipped about what they call themselves.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. They'll give you a little bit. They want you to know they're there.
Right.
But it's very soft, and it's very like, there's laws against that, and you know what? It's not like being shot or cut or something, but you do get, I guess you get a big spatula on the ass. I don't know.
No, they're always saying you're on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah.
It's like whatever I need to know to get the mission done or the project done.
They're waiting.
Yeah.
You wait till 2020, a ship will fly by, and you're like, huh, I wonder if that's these guys or those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it'll start getting better. By 2020.
I've been seeing a lot of ships.
Yeah, it's time. There's a lot of them coming in mass. They're waiting for stuff
really
to happen.
Pretty.
Attack happened January 24th, when that attack happened on the ship, that did a whole lot of stuff. That, that started some crap with this Federation they're pissed about, but that was also Ara showing himself. A huge starship does not get compressed into a teeny piece of heavy matter that's a hundredth of the size of a marble,
right,
without source energy. Besides, remember, they have instruments, they can read it. And whatever put that huge sphere over the ship that was wounded, it was blown open. And the energy sphere goes over there, and ships are going in and out, and they're pulling people out, and everyone's breathing. It's like, okay, this is some weird stuff.
That's fantastic. Well, everybody, I just want to thank you again for staying tuned to part two of the Jay Essex series. He and I have talked about a couple of different things that we're thinking about launching, just because he has so much knowledge, and I really do feel that for some of you out there, I think you're going to feel it really resonates. Really, it does with me anyway.
And so, cranking up some people's stones, and
yeah,
then go.
Yeah, and he's really good at cranking up people's crystals and stones. He's got just an amazing ability. I had a session with him last summer, which was very mind-blowing, I might add. But the whole reason I ended up calling him in the first place was for a lot of other different reasons. So don't ever underestimate your hunch. Don't ever question your hunch. When you want to go do something, go do it and be really clear on what is trying to distract you from getting it done. That's the most important thing. But anyway, please check out Jay's website. It's jessex.com, or he also has another one called spiritualsymposiums.com, which has got all that cool stuff. With the stones, and he creates these spheres, and you got to check it out. And we promise to have another. There's just so much to cover. We could go on and on and on. So if you have any questions that you would like me to field with Jay, please send me an email, and you can send that to admin@galacticconnection.com. So thanks again, you guys. We love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and spirits, including his dog.
Yeah. Sorry, he was shaking.
And stay tuned for next week. We've got Barbara Lamb coming up. So take care and have a great rest of your day. Talk to you soon. Lots of love. Say bye, Jay.
Yeah, see ya.